want to talk about the sugya, the halacha of a shayla that is pretty recent shayla, and the shayla of going on scooters on Shabbos for adults. We'll start with that. And I guess it's pretty recent because it wasn't anything that people really used until recently. And I guess with time, people start getting used to different things, and so it's a little bit more prevalent. So I wanted to discuss that shaila. If a person is allowed to scooter, an adult on Shabbos, scootering around on Shabbos in a scooter. So I want to give two akdamas. One akdama is obvious, is that the Pesukim don't really talk about it because it's not mafurish anywhere. And therefore, but we do know that the Torah has what to say about everything. And therefore, we have to find where the Chuvis, where the Pesukim spoke about something as similar as possible that we can connect and say, Bimidam el Milsa l'milsa, and say this is similar to that. So the thing which draws the most similar parallel is riding a bicycle on Shabbos. So riding a bicycle on Shabbos is a shiloh that there is a lot of tshuvas about. And aside from one tshuva in the Sefer Rav Pa'alim, which is from the tshuvas Rav Pa'alim Chaim Palagi, I think, where he says that it's mutter, but everybody after that says it's aser. And even the Sfardish Poiskim, who always go with him, Chacham Avadia, and who writes about it, and I heard Chacham David Yosef here also said, no one goes with that. And bicycle, I think everyone understands, is aser to go on a bicycle on Shabbos. Now, when the bicycle came out, and someone would give a shir and say, I'm going to give a shir on bicycles on Shabbos. I'm, you're going to talk about bicycles on Shabbos, really? Whatever. So probably people were like, what's the problem? It's a bicycle. But we'll see in the Pesukim that there's over 10 or 13 reasons why the Pesukim gave to aser bicycles on Shabbos. So what do I see from that? What I see from that is that the Chachamim, the Pesukim of the Gedolim of that time, knew that bicycles were aser. And the question they had to figure out why it's aser, but it doesn't make sense that this thing could be mutter. So now someone's going to say, let's go through the reasons, first of all, bicycles, just to understand it. And then we'll get to the last one or two reasons that apply to, that we can maybe see which ones are a hekesh to the sugya of scooters. So the reason that people are very familiar with is the most basic reason that a kli that is used as a mode of transportation, and it can be used to take you to long distance, to travel far away. So there's a gzeira, just like there's a gzeira on a, maybe traveling on a chamar, there's a gzeira that maybe you'd end up coming out of the tchum. You would end up traveling out of the tchum on Shabbos. So that's the first iser that they say. If it's a mode of transportation, you may end up going out of the tchum on Shabbos. And the other thing people are very, very, very commonly say is that it could break easily. And if it breaks easily, you may end up being masakin mana, and it's similar to what Chazal asserted in playing instruments on Shabbos, which is a Gemara in Be'ah. The Gemara says that you cannot play instruments on Shabbos because you may end up breaking, and you may end up fixing it. Now, some of the Pesukim didn't like that particular reason because that sounds like a gzera. And Chazal, if that was a Gemara, it's one thing. Chazal can make gzeras. But we cannot make our own gzeras. The only thing we can do is we can apply something which Chazal said and say it's similar to this. But to make your own gzera and say, if you ride a bicycle on Shabbos, you may end up fixing it, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Some say it's not a chiddush because it's the same exact thing. We're just applying what it said. It said that there's a gzera, you may do it. You may, if you play an instrument and it breaks, you'll fix it. So here also you could have that gzera, and that's why Chazal said it.
Stroller,
anything could break.
I'm just saying, it's not like.
So that's why it's not so clear that you could say that gzera. Some said it depends on what type of wheel it is. It depends on what type of, in economy. When's the last time? Actually, I had a shayla one time. Someone came with a wheelchair, and the rubber came off the wheel. You let it put it back on Shabbos. But it was actually a big time Chacham was in the wheel, but he didn't want to answer himself. He knew the answer, but he's like, I don't want to answer him because I'm even a Gebedar. But, what?
Big claim it's even needed, though.
whatever. There's a lot of there's things you could say, and some of the Poskim didn't necessarily like that issue. But there's one other issue that the Poskim said about bicycles, is that's the one I want to focus on, because it's a Gevaldik Sugya, and we'll see the Chaim Radavar. And what they basically said is that it's also it's Uvdin Dechol. Uvdin Dechol means you're not allowed to do weekday activities on Shabbos. Now, what maybe that sounds like maybe it's not Shabbos Dick or something like that. Now, the problem with that is that what's people's initial reaction to that? People have two initial reactions to that. One reaction to that is, okay, it's not Shabbos Dick. I mean, okay, there's a lot of things not Shabbos Dick, you know, but it's not the biggest deal in the world either. You know, it would be better if you could, you know, have, it's not Shabbos Dick to have, whatever, this type of food at your Suda at Shabbos either. But okay, you know, it's not like the biggest Avera. So, it's not Shabbos Dick. No. Okay. So that's one thing. So I want to talk about the Chomer Adavra of that. And the second thing is that people say, well, you think it's not Shabbos Dick, but it's very subjective. I think it is Shabbos Dick. Actually, not only Shabbos, it makes my Shabbos even better. I'm more. You think it's more Shabbos Dick to walk around 2 miles and come in schwitzing like a, you know, like, this is more for Shabbos Dick, come in Bekava Dick. So I think it is Shabbos Dick. So that's people's reaction to the to that point. So what's the answer to both of those? So let me go to the second one first. Like I said before with the bicycles, who should determine if something is Shabbos Dick or not? Right? If you go to somebody and you ask them, you have money to invest, and you want to invest the money, and you go to someone and you tell them, you know, this guy's an investment broker, he manages hedge funds, and he really understands, and he says, look, it's okay, but I don't think, I just don't have a good feeling about that particular thing. I don't think it's going to go well. I don't think it's going. It's not going to go. So, you know, or you hock around the coffee room and the guy says, yeah, I just found out about this thing. I just got this, you know, WhatsApp from my friend and the oil's going into this and let's go. So, Lemaisa, who are you going to listen to? The person that has a shaykhis to the field understands. He has a feeling this is not good. So anybody that never learned Masechta Shabbos tens of times, I never went through a Shulchan Aruch, and so what's their opinion about Shabbos? They don't know what Shabbos is to know if this activity is compatible with Shabbos. So stomach guy says, no, I think it's Shabbos. What do you know about Shabbos to know if this is compatible with Shabbos? So, but if all the Gedolim Pechad say this is not Shabbos Dick, so they understand what Shabbos is. Moshe Feinstein finished Masechta Shabbos every single Shabbos. So when people say, I know what Shabbos is, and I know this is not compatible with it, now you have to pinpoint and say, well, what's. So the first thing is that when we're going to see that basically every single Poisek says that certain activities are Uvdin Dechol, they're Chol Dick, they're not Shabbos Dick, so that carries weight. When the Hamoinam hocks around and says, yeah, I think it's perfectly, yeah, that's good. It enhances my Shabbos. You have to know that that's not really very, doesn't carry much weight because if to understand that something that stims with Shabbos, you have to understand what Shabbos is, first of all. Okay? So let's go to the first point. The first point was, what's the big chaymer adavar of something which is not an Isser, it's not a malacha. It's not, you can't pinpoint the Isser, but it maybe it's not quote unquote it's Uvdin Dechol, it's a weekday activity. So I spoke about this once before, but went through the sugya a little bit better. So the way this starts is that there's a Ramban, and the Ramban is in the paper on page 1. The Ramban is in the paper on the pasuk in Emor where it says on by Rosh Hashanah it says Yelachem Shabbosim. Shabbosim means it's a day of rest. So the Ramban says Shiyeyim Shvisa Lanuach Boy Vamru Chazal Shabbosim Eseyu. So the Gemara in Shabbos says Shabbosim is a deraisa. To make Shabbos into a day of rest is an essay of Shabbos. It's a positive mitzvah of Shabbos. There's lois assays of Shabbos. Doing malacha is lois assay. But there's an essay of Shabbos to make Shabbos a Shabbos and a day of rest. So he goes on to say, that what do you need this new essay for? If you're not allowed to do certain activities because it's a lois essay, so what do you need this new essay for that you have to rest on Shabbos? So we're to the bottom of the paragraph. So hina yudreshu shabbosan lishbois boy legamri. The point of it is to say you have to rest completely. Afilu midvarim she'ina me'avas malachas v'tol deiseyim. Even something which is not an av malacha, it's not an av malacha. You have to rest anyway. Aval l'nisbar lizeh, but he says that's not clear. If you're going to say it's like an asmachta, means there's a it's not a deraisa halacha. It's not from the Torah. It's really midrabanan. But they found a remez for it in the Chumash. So he says it's not mashma like that, and he goes on and says it's not mashma that it's derabanan with an asmachta. So you have a big problem here. What is included in this new essay of the Torah of Shabbos, and you have to rest on Shabbos? What does that mean? It means you have, from Yesuda, from after Yesuda, straight till Mincha, 7:30. You can't even come in to learn for an hour before Mincha. You got to go sleep straight from 2 o'clock till 7:30. That's Shabbos. So, because if that's Shabbos, people are doing a good job. But is that what it means? So he says, no. Nearly, Shamedrash has a loymar, where it's underlined here. It's Tavinu min atayra li oislonu minucha biyamtif, afilu midvarm she'ena melacha. Says the Ramban, there's a deraisa that you're not allowed to do certain things, even if they're not malacha. Loishi yitrach kol ayoyim limdoid atvois. Not that you should spend the whole day at work, and a person could figure out how they could do their entire work and do everything that they could do, but they're not going to do any malacha whatsoever. So he says, the Torah would never allow a situation that you have a city that has a choyma that you're allowed to carry in the city. And everyone's going to come with their donkeys, and their donkeys are going to be loaded, and they're going to come with all their stuff. They're going to open up their stores, and everyone's going to come and buy and sell. And that's fine, because Muktzah is derabanan. Buying and selling is derabanan. And you didn't write down the cheshbon. You just sold. So there's no deraisa. See, it's not possible that the Torah would allow that to be the tzura of Shabbos. So if someone does that, they're going against the Torah of Shabbos, not the derabanan of Shabbos. Why? So he says in the bottom line here in this paragraph, Lakach Amru, V'hutru ayomim ha-toivim ha-ilu v'afilu ha-shabbos atzma she-b'chol ze'im b'mishum malacha. So he says it can't be, because you're turning Shabbos into weekday. Lakach Amru Torah Shabbosin she-yom shvisa menucha lo yom terach. It cannot be treated like a regular day. And then he says in the bottom here that, so in other words, treating Shabbos like a weekday is an Isser De'eraisa. Even if you didn't do any malacha whatsoever, you're mevatel the Shabbos. Maybe it has to do with the fact that we have to create Shabbos. Like last week, Sesema Shabbos. And if you treat it like weekday, then there's no Shabbos. So you're taking away Shabbos. But the point is, it's a lack of Shabbosin. It's a lack of resting. And this is a deraisa concept. This is an unbelievable idea. We'll go back to the Rambam. But on page 3, there's a tshuva from some Sofer. And the Chasam Sofer was asked the Shaila, what do you do with someone that opened their store on Shabbos? The guy opened, he had a store open on Shabbos, but he was careful not to do any malacha at all. But Bepumbi, he had a store, people came in, took on credit, he sold, and he was sitting in his store the whole Shabbos, but he didn't do malacha. So this is the Shaila the Chasam Sofer was asked. So the Chasam Sofer brings this Ramban. Vizel Shaina, he said, it can't be that you could do such a thing. And he says, V'chein Moira, he learns the Rambam that way, and then he brings at the bottom that this is the it's mashal like that in Nehemiah, etc. In the second to last line of the tshuva, he says, "Aval hakoyveya masa umatan upaseh chanusay b'Shabbos v'soicher umaskir." Someone that opens a store on Shabbos and basically runs his business with no, he says clearly before, he did not write and he did not erase, he did not do anything. Hareyu mechal Shabbos b'farhesia. Obviously. But without that, he's considered a Mechal Shabbos for Hesyan, and the tshuva he says, you're not allowed to eat from his Shechita. I mean, if you eat his Shechita, he's considered a Mechal Shabbos for Hesyan, Shechita is Nevela, Mederaisa. Means this guy never did anything wrong against the Torah, but he's considered Min HaTorah a Mechal Shabbos for Hesyan.
Is it
Karen
Nesach?
Mechora.
Is that
Shechita? Yeah. So L'chaira, that means he's saying this Ramban is not just another mitzvah, he's considered Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. Min HaTorah. He says, because his tshuva is about that. His tshuva was that...
Earlier.
Yeah. And he says, Mechal Shabbos, Nimtza B'divrei Chachamim, even though it's Rabbanan, it's not like that, he's considered Mechal Shabbos, and in the Hemshech of the Tshuva, that's what he says. Maybe I have the whole Tshuva here? Okay. So, the Chassam Sofer learns the Tramban literally, that somebody that treats Shabbos like weekday is really becoming a Mechal Shabbos B'farhesya, if he does it publicly, and now you'll tell me, well, how did the Rambam know that? It's only the Rabbanan. So he said, you made it like weekday. How did he know that that's called weekday? The Ramban is telling us that there's certain things that you've crossed the threshold and you're turning Shabbos into weekday. So now the problem, now before we explain it further, let's just see the Rambam. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein, it's really Magen Mishnah. Rav Moshe and Magen Mishnah and the Chassam Sofer, they say that the Rambam also holds like this Ramban. The Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chafalov, says, if you read it carefully, you'll see it's like a steer in the Rambam.
Would you be moded to the Chassam Sofer?
Yeah, the whole thing. See, something like this. Nemar Batoira. So the Rambam quotes a pasuk. He starts off, Nemar Batoira. It says in the Torah, Nemar Batoira, Tishbois, you have to rest. Afilu midvarim she'inam melocha chayiv lishbois bem. Even something which is not min haTorah, you have to rest. Then he says, "V'dvar har behein," and there's a lot of things. She'asru chachamim mishum shvus. The chachamim say are also because of shvus, which is the derabbanon of Shabbos. And what are they? Open your store, etc., etc. So there's a problem with this Rambam. He starts off bringing a pasuk. Nemer batoyra tishbais afil midvar she'ena malacha. So it means it's minatoyra. Then he says, "Oh, and chacham asr a lot of things." So from one line to the next, the Rambam saying it's deraisa. The Rambam saying it's derabbanon. Obviously, you're not allowed to write. You're not allowed to open a store on Shabbos. But that's derabbanon. But the Rambam starts off saying there's things the Torah says tishbais even midvarim she'ena malacha. So the Magen Mishnah in the first pshat says he's referring to this Ramban b'feir shatar shaloi u'bal chacham v'asra advarim harbe. It's still not clear. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Kiris Melech brings that the Torah's Kohanim is mashma like that. Okay, but it's not clear exactly. I brought this whole Gris Moshe. If you want to see later, I want to go through it now. But basically, he learns the Rambam this way. That Mashakasav Rambam b'shvi malacha mitzvah cessation emor be mashitishvus mishmestavish ha'esei eno dafkal gidrei hamalacha d'chiv skila ela afal dvarm shel heter shelo yitrach bushelo letzerich ata. Don't do things shelo letzerich ata. We'll see what that means also. Okay. So the question is now. It's a steer in the Rambam. Are these things derabbanan or are they deraisa? Number one. Number two is, so is every derabbanan now became a deraisa on Shabbos? So why are some things called derabbanan and some things called deraisa if everything is really deraisa? So on that, there's a Gevaldika Ritva. The Ritva is in Rosh Hashanah. The Ritva asks a kasha. Gemara says that if you have a shofar on a tree on Shabbos, you can't take it down to blow shofar. Why? Because taking off something off a tree on Shabbos is a shvus. It's also a midrabbana.
You can't pull the shofar anyways. You might walk in a shofar.
Oh, maybe it's on Yom Tov. Maybe it's talking on Yom Tov. I'm sorry. Okay. So maybe it's talking on Yom Tov. So you're not allowed to, because it's on Yom Tov. Fine. So he wants to know, but shofar is deraisa, and this thing is derabbana. So the Ritva brings this Ramban. He brings this Ramban, and he explains the Ramban. And he says like this, each individual thing by itself is only derabbanan. But when you do them all together, it becomes deraisa. So for example, it's a guy sitting in shul, and he's wearing his suit and tie, and he's sitting davening, and Isa, he doesn't talk to him davening, but after davening's over, he hocks with the guy next to him, and he says, you know, oh, I have something to sell, do you want to buy it? And they're hocking around in business. So davar davar, you're not allowed to. But that person was not over the derais of Shabbos. Because really, he's treating Shabbos different than weekday. He's in shul, he's wearing different clothing, he's going to have a suda, he's doing everything that's really supposed to be done for Shabbos. But he did one thing that Chazal said not to do. So this says Ritva, that's derabbanan. Because that's an isolated incident. That's an isolated maisa. It's not defining his whole day. But let's say the guy is not wearing his Shabbos clothes and he's in his store and he didn't go to shul specifically and he's sitting there, you know, eating his grilled cheese or whatever and he's not having a suda and he's talking about business, then he's taka doing deraisa. Because then all the derabbanans combined made it that he doesn't have a Shabbos. So says the Ritva, that avada, taking off Every Shavuos by itself is Darabanan. But he says Shavuos, the Isurim Darabanan of Shabbos are more chomer than the Isurim Darabanan of everything else. Isurim Darabanan of Shabbos is called Ikra Min HaTorah. Meaning that sometimes the Darabanan is like Mikra Megillah or brand new things. The Darabanan came up with a new idea. So that has one status. But when the Darabanan is an extension of the Daraisa, that's another level of a Darabanan. It's a Darabanan expression of a Daraisa concept. So this thing, says the Ramban, all the Darabanans of Shabbos, according to the Ramban, or it was Rebbe, says my Rebbe said, that all the Darabanans of Shabbos are an expression of a Daraisa of not having Shabbos. They're all weekday-ish. So if you're doing it weekday-ish, you're taking away your Shabbos. So if you do them all together and you take away Shabbos, it's a Daraisa. But if you have a Shabbos and you're doing one of these weekday types of things, it's Darabanan. That's why. So he says, so Chazal said taking off a tree, a shofar off a tree, even though it's only Darabanan, but if you ended up taking off a tree because you went mountain climbing and you went tree climbing and you put on your shorts and you started when you're tied in or whatever,
rappelling
or whatever, so now you're doing weekday activity, so therefore climbing a tree could end up being part of your whole weekday, turning Shabbos into a weekday. So therefore, even when you're doing it by yourself in your suit on Shabbos, it's still Darabon, but it's a Chomer Darabon. So that's why Chazal did not push that off, even for the purpose of Shofar. That's how the Ritva learns up this Ramban. Very Gishmak Ritva, he says, Bram Tzarchat Lemeida, it's the bottom of page 2. Dechol Mai Damrinan Bechol Dochta. This that we say all over, Shvus Darabonon, that Shavuos is the Rabbanon. It doesn't mean that you can't have a Shavuos from the Torah. Dimkei nimtzes Shabbos kechoil. Otherwise, Shabbos would end up being like a weekday. Min haTorah. Shachanuyo is psuches. People would have their stores open, etc. Ve'einoi bedin. She'osra Torah itzah kegregeris. It doesn't make sense that the Torah would ask for specific types of malacha, taking out this amount, taking out a bone out of your fish. Right, and yet you could go and open your store on Shabbos. El kach ikron shel dvarim. This is the point. Ki bechlal mitzvos esay shvus shel Torah lishbois mimalachis yesh lishbois mikol shvus derech klal sheloy lasos Shabbos kechoil. Don't make your Shabbos into weekday. Avam bechol pratu prat ki avid leiv izar beidach. Then loy av Shabbos kechoil. Then it's only derabana nimtza sheyesh lishvus ikr min haTorah. So he says. So you see that this idea is more chomer than every other derabana, and it could turn into a deraisa. Theoretically, if a person's making it that they don't have a Shabbos because of this. And this is what the Chazanish means in the middle of page 3. It's the Lashon of the Chazanish. So he says, V'arei ha-dover masur l'chachamim. This was given over to the Chachamim, Ligdor Gedder B'mokum Peretz, where they felt that if they would let you get away with this, you would end up becoming weekday. The Yoyser Chomer Me'iser Prati L'yachi Kizeh Gedder L'am Kulei V'l'doris. The Isser of Uvdin D'chol is the most Chomer Isser of Shabbos. Because without that, you won't have Shabbos at all.
It says something
like it's Darabanan. But you're saying the concept is that they wanted to protect the Shabbos because it could end up being weekday.
Right, but not like
Darabanan. No, if it ends up being weekday, maybe it's Daraisa. But he's saying each specific one, where Chazal said this is Uvdin D'Choyal, then that's what they're concerned of. Okay. So I think that's the 2 points that we have to understand. When people say, oh, it's weekday activity or it's Uvdin D'Choyal, number one is, Uvdin D'Chol is real chomer. It's not, it's not Shabbos Day, whatever. It's not Shabbos Day. You're one step away from losing Shabbos completely. Or maybe 2 steps away, whatever. But each individual thing, which is not Shabbos Day, when you do 10 of those things, you could be losing Shabbos completely. So it's very chomer. It's not a stam. Oh, it's only not Shabbos Day, number one.
Do you have a mysifer? Or let's say a person creates a situation where it won't be Shabbos Day. Put a baseball game on a timer.
Right.
Is that also included in the
Ramban,
or?
Right, so the opening of store is included in it.
I
would say, if you want my opinion, then if someone changes, let's say, goes and puts on their shorts and goes, takes their ball out to a public court, and they're having a whole game, so they're losing Shabbos completely.
What he's asking is that you didn't do anything. You just had a time before Shabbos. Now you're sitting there.
I'm giving you my example. I don't know. Tell the Chacham v'Yachamoy. I don't know. So,
if a guy has a conversation about business with 10 different people.
No, but he's still having Shabbos. Right? Unless that's his whole Shabbos. I mean. Right? So, during Pesukim de Zimri, he had this guy, and during Haftar, he had that guy. And, so, I don't know if he had Shabbos at all. Okay. So now let's go into understanding. Why did the gedolim of the previous doyrs?
Each prati is a good thing. Is also
right. Each prati is a good thing. Is derabanan, and I'm just saying, but it's a chomer derabanan. It's not stam.
Because of the potential of.
That's the pshat that they're saying shvus. That's why it's called shvus. It's a and but they're tva saying it's more chomer than the darbanans of basa b'chalav. It's a real darban. It's close to a deraisa.
And there's no exact.
Okay, so let's go to the next thing.
Right,
that's why I'm saying is that it's where you need the gedolim to tell you this is opening your store on Shabbos is crossing the threshold. It's considered machal Shabbos before Hesia. Okay, so let's find out if riding. Let's say riding a bike crossing that threshold. Listen.
Even though he wasn't over any derabanans, meaning the guy who opened up.
No, it's daber daber. He's for sure on his derabanans.
Meaning, we're trying to create a.
No, but he's saying he's mechal shabbos min
ha'Torah. Only the derais without any derabanans.
He was over derabanan. No, without derais.
No,
we're
trying. I mean, aren't we trying to say that?
No, I'm saying is that uvdin dechoil. What Chazal see in uvdin dechoil, what they're saying is that that's a weekday activity. And you can't do that.
But everyone's trying to say, no one's saying it's only Derabanan. They're trying to say it's just not Shabbos Day. Meaning,
I'm just saying, just not Shabbos Day is an Uvdin Dechol idea. It depends, but it could be it's an Uvdin Dechol idea where all these things together takes away your Shabbos. Yeah, you want to know if he happened not to do any Derabanan at all either?
Right.
It would be the same thing. I don't know if playing ball is Derabanan. Could be it is, could be it's not, where there's an Erev. Oh yeah, by the way, this whole conversation where there's an Erev, obviously. There's no air if you're not allowed to take a bike and a scooter or anything like that out. Just obviously. So now let's go to the point. So Lagabe Uvdin Dechoil, which is a weekday activity, why did the Gedolei Hador from all the Doris from the 1800s say that riding a bicycle, and even from today, is considered Uvdin Dechoil? So how did they see Shabbos to understand why this is not compatible with Shabbos? There's an Uvdin Dechol here. So Uvdin Dechol, weekday activity, doesn't mean, obviously, there's a lotion here from the Kalkelos HaShabbos. Kalkelos HaShabbos is the Baal Tosis Yom Tif, and he has Akdama in Mishnayis Shabbos, and he has a lot of rules there and figuring things out. The Zogt, he says like this, Omnam, Uvdin Dechol says it's not the Pshat, you can't do on Shabbos what you do on weekday. Rather, there's three definitions to it. Number one, Hainum Sha'osru Chacham Madavar Mishum Didoy Melech Milam Mites Melachas. Either could be that it's similar to a melacha. Oy Mishum Shema Ide Kach Yovel Asas Melacha. Or you'll end up doing a melacha. Oy Mishum Tircha Yesera. Or it's just too much going on. You're getting involved in something and it's taking you away from Shabbos. Okay? So that's what we've been called. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of rest. And if you're engaging in an activity which is a steer to resting, which is you are not resting, you're not appreciating the moment of Shabbos, so it's Tircha Yaseira, so that's also Uvdin Dechol. So there's a Gevaldik line here from the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes Yaakov al Shulchan Aruch. He says like this. He says, Ikar Akdar Shal Uvdin Dechol Hu, Kol Anase Ba'ofen HaMukhshar Las Is Harbe Biyachad, the point of Shabbos, all malachas, what's the point? When you're engaged in a malacha, what are you doing? You're preparing something for some other time. Right? You're not enjoying the moment. You're building so you'll have something. You are doing something for something else. Shabbos, you're not supposed to be preparing anymore. Everything's supposed to be prepared, and you're supposed to just enjoy what you have. So any time, like the Gemara says, if you borrow your lachas man, it's like borrow the oitzer. It's like you're creating a warehouse. You're doing something which is for later. You're not just enjoying the Shabbos. So he says, anything which is made to make a simple activity more efficient is at least Uvdin Dechol. Because you're trying to do in the same energy, instead of peeling one potato, I'm going to end up I could do 10. So why are you doing 10 for? Because you're trying to accomplish, you're trying to do. That's already business-like. You got to be relaxed. Any time that you're trying to accomplish, and I think that's he's explaining the third category of the Kalkelos HaShabbos of Tircha. What does Tircha mean? Tircha doesn't only mean building up a sweat. It could be actually, it's an easier physical activity. But the point of it is that you're trying to accomplish a lot. You're trying to make it that now it's not just about this. I'm being busy. I'm trying to become more efficient. And that itself is an uvdin dechol, because Shabbos is not about being efficient and about that. Shabbos is about enjoying what you have. Mishatarch be'ev Shabbos. Huh? So Zokter, well, so probably riding a bike is also. So Zokter Moshe, Zokter Yaakov Kamenetsky, Mitam Zeh, this is why also Lirkov Alafanayim B'Shabbos, this is why you're not allowed to ride a bicycle on Shabbos. Kimetru Kli Sheyat Naseh, what's the purpose of it? She Yuchal Ha'odam Lisa Al Yodoy Mahalach Godov V'Aruch, it's made that you could travel quicker to where you're going. L'chein Aflo Mahalach Katan Aser. So in other words, when something is there to make that your ability to get from one place to the other is quicker, more efficient, you're getting there, you're on the go. So being on the go, trying to get somewhere, even though technically you want to say maybe it's less tircha, but it's also tircha. Tircha means it's not for now. So a person's walking, yeah, they're sweating or whatever, but they're walking. They're not busy trying to get somewhere.
But they're going to shul.
So Memele Rabbi Yaakov says that that's what Chazal, that's what the Gedolim understood, that in a bicycle, that takes away the Shabbos. That's the problem with a bicycle. And Uvdin Dechol, what's weekday activity about a bicycle? Not because people go biking on Sunday. It's because it's by definition a mode of transportation that helps you get somewhere. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to be busy getting places. You're supposed to be where you are and go. If you have to take, or you have to walk somewhere, so walk to shul. But you're not supposed to be engaged in an activity which is there to make your day more efficient. That's not the purpose of Shabbos. So that's included in tircha, even though technically it's less tircha. Okay, and now all the other gedolim, who else includes riding a bicycle under Uvdin Dechol, is that Tzitz Eliezer, he says Beferish, that the main reason that the Asur is Uvdin Dechol, and he says, if you look at the Tzitz Eliezer, who said that? You. He said here, Mishum Uvdin Dechol, Diyesh B'zeh Asay Shal Torah B'Shem Ramban. So he says you're getting close to the Ramban already with a bicycle. You're getting close to the Ramban with a bicycle, because it's like, what are you riding a bicycle for? That's like you're exercising, what are you doing exactly? So the Tzitz Eliezer says it's close to the Ramban. The Chot HaShoni and the Mesin Karel, it says Inlin Soy B'Shabbos B'Fanim Demetzi Kuvdin Dechol Shenaseh L'Mokam Acher. You're traveling. See, this is what the Gedolim understood. The traveling, a mode of transportation, means that it's not about walking and just enjoying or whatever. You're busy getting somewhere. So that itself is an Uvdin Dechol.
But you just take a bike ride. You're not going to shul.
Good. So that's. Right, but the point is a bike is something which is there to get you somewhere. Yep. So therefore, whole usage of a bike is to transport yourself more efficiently from one place to the other. So that activity is awesome. The Sefer Yesod Yeshurun, which is from Gedalia Felder, so he writes over there that the Chassam Sofer in a different shuva said, when with trains, the Shiloh was, are you allowed to get on a train on Shabbos? So he said, going on a train on Shabbos, when first trains came out. So you're allowed to get on a train on Shabbos. So he said, you're for sure not allowed to get it on a train, because you're going to be over there on Ban, and it's not Shabbos. You can't have Shabbos on a train. You can't have Shabbos like that. You're busy going, you're on the go, you're trying to get from one place to the other. You can't have a Shabbos like that. So there's no greater, the Chassam Sofer says, bittul of Shabbos, and making Shabbos weekday than going on a train. And because you're not noch, you're not resting, you're busy going somewhere. So any mode of transportation, says the Ramban, says the Chassam Sofer, is included in the Ramban, even the Deraisa could be, possibly. Because you're not treating Shabbos the way it is. So this is the way on the Gedolim of this Tshuva Svarim, I looked them up, but I don't even know who the authors are. But all the poets can bring, Shelas Yaakov, Maim Chaim, Ber Moshe is a Debrezina, Yaskal Avdi. All these tshuvas say that it's Uvdin Dechol, and they basically bring this concept. Now, someone told me, a friend of mine who's a Rav in Lakewood, said that he wants to get 100 Rabbanim to sign that you cannot get in a motorized, in a self-driving car on Shabbos. So he says, who's going to have a Havamina getting a self-driving car on Shabbos? So this is very simple. A car, usually we say, hey, put more gas in and all these things, your weight. And then, so getting in a drive, so what's going to happen? You program your car, come to your house at 8:45 a.m. The door opens at 8:46. You walk in the car, it closes at 8:47, drives you to shul. Then, if there's a kiddush, you know, you tell the car to come back next 12, you know, whatever. And then you get in the car. And then I have a Shalom Zachar Friday. So your whole schedule you put into your car before, and you get in. And you know, it's very hard to pinpoint an Isser. So he said, what's going to happen? So he said, what?
They're not holding
there yet. As I'm saying, so he says it's good to write it now, because now everyone will be masking. It's crazy, it's Usher. Right? But once people are doing it, no one's going to be masking, it's Usher anymore. So you should put out the letter now. That's what he was typing. So he said, that's the thing with the train, right? Of course, who's going to ride the train in Shabbos? But that's because the Chassam Sofer and all the Gedolim at that time said that, right? What's wrong? Because you're busy all day with your car in and out. You can't have Shabbos that way. That's not what it's meant for.
It has nothing to do with the busy in and out. The word is it's
all part of that concept, the efficiency.
Right.
Right. So any mode of transportation has two problems. One is you can get out of the tchum easily, like we started. But it's more than that. It's this whole problem of uvdin dechoyl, because you're not supposed to be transporting yourself and traveling through modes of transportation on Shabbos, because you're not noch. You're not staying put. You're busy trying to travel. So now,
when you have your Shabbos suda, you shouldn't say, "Oh, I have a shiur coming up soon, and I have to get through my day, so I can learn, I can go have avos v'banim and all these things." You should just be chill. Don't have any schedule on Shabbos.
No, okay, so what do you mean? You have to figure. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay.
You're not riding it as a mode of transportation.
So it's not a matter of what you are riding, it's a matter of what the kli is. So now, we said before that according to the Chassam Sofer, if you're over Shabbos, then you're Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. So there's a story here in the Sefer Maisa Ish. So Maisa Ish is the story of the Chazon Ish. So he said one time, someone came to ask the Chazon Ish, if someone that rides a bicycle on Shabbos, can you mitzarf him to a minion? So he says, I'm not sure if riding a bicycle makes you puzzle for a minion. Meaning, I don't know if it's a deraita, like you were saying, I don't know if that's the threshold. I mean, the Chassam Sofer says that a guy that opens a store on Shabbos, you can't mitzarf him for a minion. But this guy that's riding a bicycle on Shabbos, so what, did he cross that threshold or not? So Chazon Ish said this story, he says that I can't passle him for the minion out to that. But anyone that's riding a bicycle on Shabbos for sure did all the malachas anyway. So Mamela Avadi, you can't use him for a minion. Adam Kazek, not on Bnei Brak. He said there was barely minyan. There was 10 people there. They needed everyone they could get. There was not Bnei Brak. This was when people were traveling from Tel Aviv to Bnei Brak to make a minyan. But they were coming with a bais. There's no Bnei Brak. There's no Grace of Kanois over here. They needed their minyan. They needed people. So, Aval Adam Kazek, Kvar Oiver, Al Averas, Deraisa, Shal Shabbos, Lechene, and Letzav. Some guy's riding a bike on Shabbos. How seriously is he taking Shabbos? He for sure was over all the things. So you shouldn't mitzarf him. So the shayla of the Chazon Ish, if the bicycle is the level of the Chazon Ish, you know. Okay. So now, before we connect it to the scooter, so there's two other places that you see that this, even though I said it from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and from, you know, the Kakal Shabbos, it's Yisrael Yezer, all the other Gedolim, but BMS is that there's two other Knaches that are Kamat Mefurish in the Gemara that make this concept of the Nechol. One of them is a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yugim Alma Beis, that it says over there, right, in Tishbos, Mishabbos, Raglacha, Asos Chafetzech, Beim Kotchi, all that parsha which tells us all the Yisrum Der Abanon of Shabbos, Memtzach Chafetzech, Vedar Bedavar. So over there it says over there, in Tishbos, Mishabbos, Raglacha, and we learn out, Shelo Yehiluchach Shel Shabbos Ki Luchach Shechol. You cannot walk on Shabbos the way you walk on a weekday. Mahi, what are you talking about? So the Gemara ends up saying, Mao lipsoya psia gasa b'Shabbos. The Isser is to be psia psia gasa on Shabbos. You're not allowed to take extra large steps on Shabbos. So there's a Sefer, who's Masber, the Sefer called Chaim Bertzoynein, is a Friedrich of Hungarian Rav before the war. So, a beautiful Sefer. So he writes over there in Archaim Semen Yod Beis, it's like 10 volumes of Chuvas, but he writes over there, that a bicycle ki yigra mihiluch psia gasa the asu b'shabes mishum uvdin dechol shlo yiluch b'shabes kedechol mishum de psia gasa meirishu memayer biyiluchay avur eze esek. What's the idea of psia gasa? The idea of psia gasa is this whole idea. You're trying to get somewhere. you're on the go. So he says, you're obviously on the go. So obviously, how could a bicycle be less than that? So now, if it's just all this, then you're right, because this Isra P'segasa Pashtos is mutter if you're going to shul. Because then you're going to a Dvar Mitzvah. So if it's just all this, then you have to figure out if it's mutter Dvar Mitzvah or not. But Al Kaponim, the concept of Hiluchach B'Shabbos, that a P'segasa means that you're not doing Shabbos type of walking. Shabbos type of walking is going, whatever, you're taking care of your things. You're trying to, you're making a cheshbon, how to make it more efficient, and you're busy. So you're doing, you're treating like a business. You're like, that you're not allowed to do. And that's, and this is, Chacham Avadia says this beferish. In the Chazon Avadia, he says, I think has his lashon, Inyan psiagasa hu lemaher alichasai, ve'in zamiderech Shabbos. Ve'osir davazed de legar me psiagasa. And Shmuel Vosner also. So they all are saying that this idea of making a more efficient mode of transportation is gufa asr al either psiagasa, or it's asr al tziluchach shabbos, or it's asr al tzuvdin dechoil. So there's a real isser over here to go on the bicycle, and the main reason everyone says is because you may go either tchum or you may fix it. That's not the real crux of the issue. The real crux of the issue is the uvdin dechoil issue, and the uvdin dechoil is that any type of mode of transportation is by definition an uvdin dechoil. Because he's not supposed to be busy with that. And another smach to this, is a great smach, is a Gemara in Be'ah, Chafeim with Be'ah, it says, Ein asuma yoytze b'makloi. You're not allowed to walk around with a stick on Shabbos. So why not? Rashi says, David derech choyl v'ika zilusa deyomtif. So what's the problem? So the Shulchan Aruch is mazbe the Rashi. It says, asuma v'azokin ein yoytze b'makloi lo l'rshish rabin v'lo l'karmelis. Mipnei shehu derech choyl, even on Yom Tov, it means even on Yom Tov, who derech choyl v'zilzel. Why is it a zilzel? We're talking about a blind man that could walk. Kivan she'ef sholei lahalech b'loi makal. You could walk without this. Ve'enoi noitla ela lasakin liyasha p'siyosa. But he's walking to make it more efficient, or more liyasha p'siyosa, whatever that means exactly. But it's, he could walk without it, and he's trying to make it more official, so that's a problem. Okay, so now I think it's pretty clear that something which is not Shabbos dik is first of all a chomer dika inyan, this whole idea of Shabbosin of the Ramban, and how do you define that is, oh, it's just arbitrary. First of all, it's not arbitrary, it's defined. It's defined as something which is there to something that you could do in a small amount of time. You're doing it. You're trying to do quicker. You're trying to be more efficient. You're trying to chaparai. That itself is a problem. And psiagasa problem, which is it shows clearly that you're on the go, which is all of that is a stira to Shabbos, which Chassam Sofer says is like the issue of the train, which is the Ramban. You're not being shavas. You're not resting on Shabbos. You're not being noch. So, and besides that we remarked him, obviously. That's what I saw in the Sefer. Obviously, the Chachamim, the Gedolim of the previous Doris, all understood that this is a steer to Shabbos. And that itself should be enough to tell us that it doesn't stem with Shabbos. So what about the scooter? So the first thing is that an adult scooter, L'chor is considered a mode of transportation. It's not just for recreation. And I looked it up. I was doing research to see. So first of all, on the, like, the even the basic, like, advertisement for a scooter, a kick scooter, I'm talking, not an electric scooter, like Razor and these companies. So they say they're beferish, that on the, you know, perfect for adults to commute to work, an easier way to commute. Why is it easier? Because you can go to the subway. You're not going to bring a bicycle on the subway. So this, it folds up. So you take it, you live a 20-minute walk from the subway. So you scoot it to the subway, you bring it with you, and then you come out of the subway and you're 15 minutes away from work. So in big cities, in Europe for sure, it's very common that people are scootering to work and commuting. And in big cities, here we don't have that whole motif, but like in big cities, New York City, Chicago, big cities, people are using this as a mode of transportation because they were saying there that sidewalks are too busy to ride bicycles or whatever, and this is easier to get around and whatever. So
most people are using electric, so all these big,
we're just talking about kick scooters.
Right, I'm saying this that you see in big cities, most people are using electric now.
They're claiming that this is the kick scooters also.
They're trying to sell it.
But they wouldn't sell something that's not the derech. So l'chora, it definitely is considered a mode of transportation. It's a convenient way for many people in circumstances to get where they want to get to. So the it's considered a mode of transportation. So once it's considered a mode of transportation, so mamela, it's not recreational. It's not just for recreation. So mamela would draw that similarity to the bicycle. And mamela, I don't know, if the whole problem with the mode of transportation is to get out of the tchum, so then it would have to be made to travel far. I'm not sure it's made to travel so far. But if you say with this, then the fact that it's a mode of transportation makes it that it's uvdin dechol. And it would be included in the issur of the bicycle. So I saw in the Sefer Nishmas HaShabbos from Rav Horfenis, so he says very nicely, which is what we started with. Rav Horfenis is a big place in Bar Park. So, six chalakim, Nishmas Shabbos. So he says, very nice thing, he says that, like I started off with. It's very clear that all the gedolim from the previous dairis held that a bicycle is asher. And they felt clear that doesn't stem with Shabbos. So Mimela, even though we shouldn't be coming with chilukim on our own to think this is similar, L'maisa, it accomplishes the same thing, and therefore B'stama, we should treat it the same way. That's how he writes. But the point is, because it was the hergish of the gedolim of that dar that asked the bicycle, and that's why Avada, if you would see someone riding with helmet and everything, going to shul and Shabbos on a bicycle, you wouldn't be so comfortable with that. Right? Because that all the gedolim came out and said that and that was mekubal. And he's saying this draws enough of similarity that we should be uncomfortable with that also. Rav Yashiv in the Sefer Asher Ish, even though like quoting Rav Yashiv from any Sefer is not always so, you never know what he said, but in this Sefer, they say that he held his asur. He says, Shema'achar u'b'chutz la'aretz, b'binyonim gedoylim, gam mevugarim mishtamshim imay, lehagia mimakim lamakim, since it's a mode of transportation, harishyesh by oisa gzera k'moy alefanayim, calls the bicycle gzera. Like Chazal already, it was the gedoylim of that doris, asked the bicycle, and Rabbi Yashar says it's also. So, and the Chotashani also says like that, Rabbi Nissen Karelis also says like that, it's also. I showed a letter that I was writing about the Indian scooters too, and it says over there in the letter this thing that l'chaira davar kein, the lashon we had over here was davar kein zek kvar osru roiv minyan binyan shal poiske adar koidman binyan afanayim, that a scooter something similar to this was asered, and Rabbi Forsheimer from Lakewood, Rabbi Shmuel Miller both agreed to that nusach. So I guess they agreed to that statement that's included or similar enough to be included in the iser of the bicycle. So l'chayra, this hergish that's like not Shabbos dick, the pshat in that is because they understood what Shabbos is. They understood that Shabbos is meant to be a day of menucha. It's not supposed to be a day of on the go traveling and being busy. And all of that is included in the Uvdin Dechoyl, the of Psiagasa is a makar for it, and the Gedolim understood that's included in Uvdin Dechoyl, and Memela, the scooter, Lanias Daiti, is definitely close enough to that it should definitely not be recommended, and Mistamet's included, I would say it's also, it's included in Uvdin Dechoyl.
Any Spartan that hold that it's mutter? Because I've seen it.
So the Rav Pa'alim said a bicycle is mutter. Yeah. I'm telling you, the Rav Pa'alim says a bicycle is mutter. But the Rav Pa'alim lived 200 years ago. And ever since then, every Svartish Gadol said it's Aser. I don't know where you've been. I'm telling you, I was with Chacham David Yosef. He said it's Aser. He said no one follows that Pesach. Chacham Avadia said, writes that in Eretz Yisrael that Pesach was not Mekubal. So they everyone falls back on the Rav Pa'alim, but I'm saying the Gedolei HaSfaradim, been seen Abba Shol writes, they all write that it's Aser. So we have all
that it is. Okay.
We all the Sfaradish poiskim bezmanenu Aser. Rabbi Yashar, Rabbi Shmuel Vosner, Ratzitzel Yazer. They all asked for the bikes, and some of them included the scooters also. The scooters is really that sucks from Rabbi Yashar. And Sefer Orchas Shabbos also, he says it's Aser, by the way. Or in a footnote, in Chelik Beis.
What?
That's your share, not my share.
Is it an adult scooter or children's scooter as well?
No, so children is the same thing as a bicycle. The Gedolim of that door never asked something which is nicker to be a toy. So it has to be a specific hecker that it's a toy. What's a nicker that it's a toy? If it has three wheels, it's built differently. So it's nicker that it's a toy, so it's only for recreation, it's b'chlan, not a mode of transportation. Now, a kid can be excited that he can go two blocks with that thing, but it's not really made to get anywhere. And most likely, even if you're going somewhere, you'd rather put your kid in the stroller than waiting for it to go on his little tricycle. So there's scooters like that also, three-wheelers, three wheels, like two in the, and they have little handles. So something like that.
So being a mini scooter, a mini
what about the kids' scooters?
I think that if it's also, then there's an Isra Chinuchan also. A Chiyuv Chinuchan that also. Less than a Gil Chinuch is less than a Gil Chinuch.
What is that with the Choyler? They can't walk to shul, they're not feeling
good.
Just
send a blind man
to
stay home.
So I'll tell you, my Sashaya, a guy called me up, he said, I'm going on vacation, I'm going for Shabbos. Everything's worked out perfect.
Except that it's like
2 miles or whatever from Shul on Shabbos. So could I scooter to Shul on Shabbos? I guess there was an error, if I remember the story correctly. So I said, no, just stay home. Wait. You're not sick or whatever. You chose because you like that house because of the view or whatever. Lemaisa, you got a kol shastaka. So love dafka. There's always such a big tzarech. It's easier, but doesn't mean that it's always a tzarech. And it depends. If the pshat would be that it's so obvious, right? If the pshat was be like, let's say a bicycle, and you see a sick person riding a bicycle on Rosh Hashanah to get to Tzkiyas Shofar. So I saw tshuva about that. Okay, so that's not going to make a major pirtza, because everyone knows that it's usher, and everyone sees this guy's sick, whatever. But something which half the people think is mutter, so it's a big pirtza to get involved in it at all.
What about those scooters?
Okay, so that's a different thing. A guy that has a broken leg and is going on that is taka not going very far with that.
And wheelchair people go far.
So a lot of the tshuvas talk about that also, but I wasn't into what they said.
What about the Grumman scooters? The one electric.
Totally different conversation. Okay, Shkarach Rabbeisai. Shkarach, we should be zoicha that in the schos of Shabbos, we should see Yom Shekul Shabbos.
It should be in the halal.